Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, well, so we're starting a little bit late. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. You just heard County Executive Mark Poloncarz and the County Health Commissioner, Dr. Gail 88K Overtime Burstein, giving the update on the COVID-19 numbers. And I want your take on what we just heard. What is your take on everything we just heard? Let me give you my take. How many of you drive around and in your neighborhood, you've got that one red light that nails you every single day? Only if you're in a hurry. If you're not in a hurry, it's green. But when you're in a hurry, you just never make it. Well, the closest analogy I can draw is I feel like we're all of us, you know, you and me, because we're all in this together. Unless you're certain employees of certain county departments. We're all in this together. And you and me, we're driving along and we've got a green light. And then we're just maybe 50 or 60 feet from the green light and it goes yellow. And then we get the quick red. I think what we just got was the yellow light. And I think what's going to happen, and I hate to say this, but I think they're going to close everything down again. That is the distinct feeling. That was not articulated by the county executive, Mark Poloncarz, but it was kind of hinted at a few times. You know, gee, I hope we don't have to go to orange. I hope we don't have to go to red. There's not a doubt in my mind that we are going to go back into a shutdown. That is not what the county executive said, but to me, it might as well have been. And of course, it's all on us. It's our fault that this is all happening. Well, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm a little bit weird. Maybe my group of friends were a little bit weird. But, you know, the people I hang out with, we have washed and scrubbed our hands until they're practically skeletonized. We wear masks when we're told to wear masks in public. We follow every single rule there is to follow in a public place. I think I might have forgotten to wear a mask on one occasion in a public place, and that was because, frankly, of an emergency situation that needed to be addressed on the phone, and it was of a nature that I had to get to a very quiet place very quickly. But long story short, here we are. We're coming up on the holidays. Many of you still have not seen your parents, grandparents, significant others, spouses, loved ones in nursing homes. And you know what? You probably might as well resign yourself to the fact that you're never going to see those people alive again. I mean, I don't know what. I wish I knew what to tell you, but I wish I could say, yeah, you'll be able to see your mother a few times before she passes. Yeah, you'll be able to see your husband a few times before he goes. But the longer this goes, the less of a chance I think that is. you know, about the time the death rattle begins is maybe the time they might, if you put on all the PPE, allow you to say your goodbye. Of course, the person to whom you're saying goodbye will be utterly unconscious, probably zoned out on morphine, but, you know, that's the way it goes. But, you know, it's one of these situations, ladies and gentlemen, whether we shut down or we didn't shut down, and I'm going back to when this whole thing started, I told you this. COVID virus is around. COVID virus is real. The COVID virus isn't a hoax. But on the other hand, the cure, personal opinion, the so-called cure, which wasn't a cure, it was simply a delay of the inevitable, proved to be worse, in my opinion, than the disease itself. And what I just heard, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong on this, what I just heard was a psychological prepping of the masses for the ultimate going back into full shutdown mode. And what will this mean? I will tell you what it will mean. I'd be willing to bet you dollars to donuts that right now the grocery stores are probably being besieged. People buying meat, people buying paper towels, people buying toilet paper. That would be my guess. Maybe if you're out shopping or around a supermarket, you can tell us if there's a massive influx into those supermarkets. But you know, the businesses that have shut down during COVID-19 are not going to come back. This week, we found out that two bars in North Tonawanda that had been a big part of NT's renaissance, they had shut down. Brownies and Crazy Jake's shut down. People in the restaurant industry, I'm afraid you guys are screwed. I mean, we had Dave Schutte on yesterday, and I saw Dave last night, and you know, here's a guy with a pretty extensive portfolio of restaurants, and he doesn't think that he can make it through another shutdown. And I think what we just heard was get ready for another shutdown. By the way, if you have a bar or a restaurant, I have it on pretty good authority that Governor Cuomo is ordering investigators with the state police to team up with SLA people to go and snoop on bars and restaurants. And one of the problems they're allegedly having is a lot of the investigators are calling in sick. So as to make that task a little more difficult for Governor Cuomo and his lackeys to embark upon. Look, COVID is a real disease. It ain't going anywhere until the vaccine is out. And I've said this, I don't know for how many months. I mean, and I told you, the minute we go back into anything like normal, you can expect a spike, because it isn't going anywhere. Now, thanks to President Trump and what he did to make sure that an unprecedented coronavirus vaccine was developed expeditiously, this thing is not going to be a part of the rest of our lives in all likelihood, but it is November of 2021. I'm sorry, of 2020. I'm already thinking ahead to what next year is going to be like. But let me tell you, or let me ask you what you heard in that news conference and what you think it means. My breakdown is we're driving along the road and what we just have is a yellow light. And I think that yellow light is going to go to red. And I'm going to tell you that a number of people I know in the bar and restaurant community, they're already planning on going back into red. I know of a number of school districts where teachers already had been working on lesson plans for kids to take home through like the end of January. I could name the districts, but I will not. Obviously, this is not relevant for the Buffalo schools because it's all remote learning. So what are you going to do on Thanksgiving? What are you going to do with your kids coming back from college? Are you going to tell them to stay put, stay where they are, shelter in place because of COVID, even though young people, young, otherwise healthy people, statistically have a very low mortality rate from COVID-19? They're concerned about it spreading to high-risk people like me. Now, the one thing I'm glad Mark Poloncarz said is, if you are feeling sick in the name of all that is holy. And this has been a pet peeve of mine a long time before COVID-19. And I know it's a pet peeve of Tim Wenger, our boss, as well. People who come into work when they are sick. Because we have seen at this radio station almost every single winter, interestingly, except for this past winter, we have seen people come in and it starts out in one department and then it goes to the on-air staff and it goes to the news people and it goes to the technical producer. And believe me, our management here has always been, hey, if you don't feel well, we don't want to see you. You get sick time, use it. And I've certainly done that. I feel fine for what it's worth. The past few nights, we have gone out to dinner. We went out to dinner on Tuesday night because we were lazy and didn't feel like cooking. Last night, we went out to dinner because it is our fear that we're going to go back into lockdown. And I won't tell you what's going to happen tonight, but again, it doesn't take much imagination to figure that out. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. But I happen to believe that the so-called cure is worse than the disease itself. The disease itself, 80% asymptomatic. Is it a real disease? Yes, it is. Does it kill people? Yes, it does. And it kills people in specific demographic groups at a higher rate than other demographic groups. And by now, you know the risk factors, I'm quite sure, of a bad outcome from COVID-19. And there are long-term issues that may be associated with COVID-19. For example, Mark Poloncarz correctly alluded to people with COVID-19 developing depression afterwards. Well, my question is that a function of the disease itself, or is that a function of knowing that you had COVID-19 and you might have had a close call with the beyond, with the great beyond? Because I'll let you in on a little secret. Everybody I've ever known who has had a heart attack or open heart surgery, what they don't tell you beforehand is you're going to be depressed afterwards. There will be no reason, logically, for you to be depressed, but you're going to be depressed. So is it depression that comes from neurological changes caused by COVID, or is it the depression like a post-traumatic stress situation that brings itself on you because of the proximity you came to the Grim Reaper? I do not know the answer to that. There are lung issues that have been reported in some people. This disease, it eats up some people, even who survive. Some people, not all people. I've known a number of people who have come through COVID-19 asymptomatically and with no after effects whatsoever. That being said, and you know how rebellious I am, and I absolutely am. I don't believe in obey. Sorry, just not my personality type. I'll tell you what I've done. I treat everybody as though they have COVID-19. Even my closest friends, I treat them like they have COVID-19. Wash my hands like you wouldn't believe. I wear the mask when I'm supposed to. Everybody, in my mind, is a potential COVID-19 spreader. And I've tried to avoid it. On the other hand, the spiritual side of me, you know, if it is my destiny to die of COVID-19, it is my destiny to die of COVID-19. And frankly, there's not a lot that can be done about it. I'm one of those people who believes that, call it crazy, but that we all enter this world with, God knows when we're coming in and God knows when we're leaving. And we can try to extend it as best we can, but what's going to be is going to be. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. By the way, County Controller is interested in knowing exactly what happened with the Erie County Parks Department. Apparently, one of the people who works for the county may have been involved in some, group activities and brought things to that particular department and made a whole bunch of people sick. which is unfortunate. Don't like to see anybody sick. I have some people right now who are self-quarantining because one of their kids' friends tested positive for COVID. But, I mean, look, it's a real disease. But you know what else are real diseases? The excess drinking that comes from being denied socialization, the excess drug use that comes from the interruption of our routines. We are creatures of routines, like it or not. We enjoy the everyday. We enjoy the commonplace. We enjoy the mundane. When we believe these things are taken away from us, some of us have a tendency to over-imbibe in things that are less than healthy. Do you believe we're heading for a shutdown? Will you be adhering to the guidelines? And look, I've been adhering to every guideline there is. And like I said, if you treat everybody as if they have COVID-19, I think you've done as much as you can possibly do. Let's go to Gene in Buffalo. Gene, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Gene, I am awaiting the next step in this whole thing because I think I know what it's going to be.
Yeah, I'm right along with you on that. I mean, they are definitely setting us up for another shutdown. I've already knew this was coming before the summer even ended.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I mean, you could just hear it in the way that he was talking today. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you read the voice language, when you pay attention to the speech pattern, to me, there's no doubt. This was prep. This is my opinion. I hope I'm wrong. This was prep for a shutdown or a mostly shutdown.
No, it's definitely prep for a definite shutdown. They've been planning this since the summer because they knew that they did. Basically, it's like this. They are more or less the types that believe in do as I say, not as I do.
Well, we've certainly seen evidence of that. Mark Poland cars posing with people with no mask.
Mm-hmm. Cuomo running out of the state to Georgia, coming back. And
Chris Cuomo getting haircuts with no mask.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, the hypocrisy of this bothers me greatly. But, Gene, are you going to do anything special? I am still going to do what I usually do on Thanksgiving.
Well, the plan is for our media family is to get together because we haven't seen each other pretty much all year since this thing started.
Bingo.
Right. And we still plan to be together. Now, as far as them talking about the limiting, you know, family members in their homes. Now, we already know about the elderly that's in our family. We know how that's going to work out. We already had that set up since summertime. Okay. The elderly more than likely won't show up. Okay. But as far as the other siblings, mostly all of us have already been tested, and we all came back negative. Thank God for that. Okay. But as far as it goes, for them to sit there and tell someone that you're only limited to have so many people in your private home, when knowing that when their families are going to get together on Thanksgiving and maybe Christmas or whatever holidays it may happen on between the two, you guarantee they're not going to be sitting there saying, oh, we're only going to have 5 or 10 people at the house.
No, I mean, if there's meatballs involved at the Cuomo household, I'm sure there's going to be far more than 10 people there.
Oh, you better believe it. Same thing with polling cars or anybody else's. I'm sick and tired of these politicians trying to sit there and say, we're not going to be doing this. You're not going to, and then turn around. We got photos of you doing the exact same opposite of what you're telling us to do.
And you know, and what's going to really frost me is neighbors who drop a dime on people because they lead pathetic loser lives, and they see people with a lot of friends over who are going to drop a dime on those people.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I think they've got 15 people in the house, and if the police knock on your door. You need to understand, we've had two lawyers say this on this radio station, search warrant. No search warrant, no cummy, bye-bye.
Exactly.
And I'm sorry, look, I'm not trying to make police officers' work any more difficult than it is. Most cops I know are not down with this, but they have to respond to calls. Just be very polite, just say, hey, if you don't have a search warrant, please leave the premises.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I am glad you called. I thank you very much, Gene. Are we being prepped for a shutdown? I'm afraid we are. There are that's the rumor in the restaurant community. Early next week, they're going to shut down. That is a rumor.
It's Bowerly. Tom Bowerly. on News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, Fox News is off. Newsmax is on in the talk studio. I follow, I obey my president, Donald J. Trump. Anyway, Phil Kennedy is laughing up a storm at that. Bite me, Phil. The county executive and our $88,000 overtime health commissioner just had a press conference, and it sounded to me like, hey, you guys might want to psychologically prepare yourself for a lockdown. That is the distinct feeling I had reading into some of what was said. Joining us right now, a man who is responsible for several restaurants in the area, including Sienna on Main Street in Eggertsville, Chuck Morrow. Chuck, thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, Tom. How are you today?
I've had better days, to be honest with you, because I'm concerned about what's going to happen to the economy. What are the rumors, Chuck, going on? And you've got a portfolio of restaurants, I should point that out. What are you hearing in the restaurant community? Because I heard some things last night that were very discouraging.
Well, this model just does not work economically for restaurants. I mean, we've already been decimated as an industry, and these new reductions that Cuomo's enacted have essentially taken our, where they don't say it, it's taken us from 50% capacity essentially down to maybe 30, because of anything greater than 4 is no longer permitted. The reduction of the party size from 50 to 25, and truthfully, the psychological aspect. There's no hope. They're creating a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, and it's really, you see the numbers this week have plummeted from being poor before to, almost desperate measures at this point.
What does this do in terms of the logistics and the supply chain of running a portfolio of restaurants as you do? Because you were, I'm sure, expecting to do an in-dining experience, and now maybe all you're going to be able to do is take out?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is, you have to, obviously everybody, we want everybody to be safe. That's obvious. But there's ways to do it, without the way they're doing it. And, these time constraints, that the COVID comes out only after a certain hour and, all that nonsense and it's just complete nonsense, no science behind it. Besides, our wanting to keep everybody safe, the first thing you got to do is maintain the quality. So, you're looking at your menus, you're looking at your staffing. The staffs are all in a horrible spot because the hours, the tips, these people have mortgages and car payments and children and, whatnot. And this is wreaking havoc. And it's real. This isn't something that's coming. It's already happened.
But are you hearing the same thing I'm hearing, that early next week they're going to announce another lockdown?
I'm hearing rumors of that. Nothing confirmed through the Restaurant Association or through the Chambers of Commerce. But based upon the press conference that we're hearing and, the tone of it, it sounds as though we're heading in that direction. Whether or not it happens or not remains to be seen.
Was anything said during the Restaurant Association call today about how they're going to enforce the edicts against homeowners having more than 10 people in a home?
I wasn't able to participate in that today, but, as you and I know, I've got an 83-year-old father, and I'm planning on having my father for Thanksgiving, one way or another. This is getting to the point of being ridiculous, where people are being told what to do in their homes, beside their businesses and whatnot.
Well, especially because it was Mark Poloncarz who just a few weeks ago suggested, since we can't go to the Bills game, we have parties in our homes.
Well, we have, you see a lot of different rules. You know how that goes.
Yeah, it's just it changes from day to day. What would make sense, in your opinion, as a local restaurateur? What would make sense?
Well, it was the idea for us was, and for many of my professional colleagues, was the 50% capacity, although not ideal, we were able to tread water, if you will. The idea was just to stay open. If you followed the rules, and you were, and we were, and I still are, you were able to actually maybe you know, if you stayed busy and you managed it properly, you were able to, you know, hope to survive. These new rules have made it next to impossible, even for the best operators, because, you know, you just take a simple example. Two tables of 10 have become two tables of 4, so you've lost 12 seats, you know, even with the, you know, the old capacity. So the old way, if by following the rules, keeping it at 50%, no tables larger than 10, the proper separation, you were able to possibly survive, and many people weren't. But, you know, you've got the unknown, and the unknown is, you know, as they keep instilling fear and ramping it up for everybody, instead of telling people to, you know, be safe, you know, follow the directions, you know, wear your mask on the way in, on the way out, stay at your table. If you get up, put the mask back on. You know, it was working. People were getting into the groove, and then we no sooner got into that groove, and, you know, here we are, and this is a major, major, major blow to hospitality.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question that I would like answered. If we go into another lockdown, will your portfolio of restaurants be able to survive?
I'm very hopeful that we will. I'd like to think we've done a good job over the years of being, you know, smart from the business side of it. It's not going to be easy, though, I'll tell you that much. And, you know, we've already had to, you know, obviously when you're in business personally, you know, personal distributions, you know, have ended and, you know, that type of thing. Not that I want anybody to feel sorry for us, but we, you know, we're going to wind up pledging more assets, borrowing more money in an effort just to keep our crew, you know, working. And that's, you know, that's the goal here, just to keep all of our employees together, which we wouldn't be here without them. We're just trying to keep everybody employed.
Hey, you know the money our friend up the street, up Main Street, spent on his new place just in time for COVID to come along. So, you know, I don't know how you people are doing it. I really don't. And by the way, just so people know, and because you're kind enough to join us, I know you best because of Sienna, and I do enjoy the restaurant very much, but your other properties are?
800 Maple, Rocco's, and JT's on Elmwood Avenue.
All right. Hey, Chuck, anything I didn't ask you that you want to get out to the public?
We still need people to come in to support all the local restaurants. Come in and do it safely. We're going to be here. We're going to provide the great food and the service that we have at all the restaurants, not just ours, all the places that everybody patronizes. Please, you guys have been great so far, and we need everybody in the community more than ever.
Well, Chuck, very good, and I'm very blessed with a very large group of friends, and we're going to try over the next few nights to spend as much as we possibly can at local eateries, so see you soon.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chuck. Bye-bye. Chuck Morrow, local restaurateur, very successful restaurateur, and you know, those of you in the hospitality business, I mean, folks, true story. We were at a local restaurant, I won't name it, but one of the people came out, and this is when we could dine at a table. One of the people came out, wasn't our server, and said, I just wanted to thank you guys for keeping my family alive during COVID, because we would order food and we would give a 15 or 20% tip even for the takeout orders, and it was much appreciated. And we didn't do anything that you guys haven't also done yourselves. I mean, we're not used to tipping on takeout orders as a society, but so many of you did that and allowed these people to, you know, have some semblance of a normal life during some very adverse times for so many folks. So you heard the county executive. If you didn't, we'll have a full report at 4:30 on WBEN. But as we try to unpack everything, it basically, I mean, I got to tell you, it was a message of gloom and doom. And my interpretation was, okay, the numbers are going up. I think what's going to happen is we're going to have a quick yellow light and then it's going to go to red. And again, that's the rumor, and I do underline rumor, in the local restaurant community. And I do also have it on authority that the governor, like I said, he's using the SLA in combination with state police investigators to go snooping around on bars and restaurants, but they're having a hard time finding enough state police investigators because a lot of those people are calling in sick because that's not what they sign up for, to be in the state police. So I don't know what the numbers are, but I do have that in writing from a very, very reliable source. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. What are we to do? What do you make of what the county executive said? And are you going to abide by the diktats? You're on WBEN, Matt.
Well, for the most part, I've already been abiding by it. As far as the family for Thanksgiving, we're not going to have more than 10, but we're not a big family anyways. But my opinion was that it's just so convenient that here we are again. We've got possibly the biggest fraud case investigation going on in our history over the elections, and here comes the COVID card again. I mean, it's just so convenient. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. But, I mean, there's some real dark stuff going on right now, I think, as far as the voting and the presidency and who we're going to get in there. And here we go. The COVID is taking up every bit of the news again, and it's just too convenient. It's just a crazy year.
Well, I can't speak for all the states. I mean, obviously I do this show in New York State. I do it in Buffalo, New York. So I'm not sure what they're talking about right now in Pennsylvania or other states that may or may not be in question.
Well, they're supposed to do a recount on a couple of them. We'll see what happens there. But
right. Well, I don't know to what extent their coverage is devoted to COVID and what extent is being devoted to the presidential election. And even if they are talking about the presidential election, if they are basically calling the 72 million of us who voted for President Trump chumps who just refuse to accept reality, or whether they're doing objective reporting, I don't know.
Well, my get up on it is they've already got him in the White House and they're trying to shoo everything, and everybody's crazy, and Trump doesn't have a chance. This is all a bunch of baloney. You know, the media, and that's another thing through all this, the media, not you, Tom, and the Democrats, I've lost all faith in them. The Pollockart and Cuomo and Bernstein, they can all come on and do their job, and it's a sad fact that I don't have a lot of faith in their word, and especially the media. The media has zero believability in my book after this last year. It's just been disgusting.
Well, and unfortunately, here's a sad reality. A lot of doctors who believe as you believe and as I believe don't dare publicly state what they believe because they don't want to be ostracized by their colleagues.
Well, what you said about the parents in a nursing home, my mother's been in there since February. She has dementia. I lay there at night waiting for her call. She's crying. You know, it's just she's so lost. And I honestly do feel like that. Am I going to ever see her again in person and give her a hug? She's fading more and more every day.
Oh.
Every time she calls, it's a little less of the mother I knew. You know, and it's maddening. It really is.
Dude, I feel for you. My mom is 87, and I'll be damned that nothing is going to keep me from seeing her on Thanksgiving. I'm glad you called, Matt. Thank you very much.
Better, Tom.
I mean, well, I say nothing. If I felt lousy, if I felt like I had a fever or I was coughing, I wouldn't go. I mean, that's just common sense. I mean, again, you can't legislate common sense. If you feel like crap, stay home. And those are words of advice, whether it's COVID or the common cold. Now, as far as the no more than 10 people allowed in your home edict by Governor Cuomo, there is... Again, I hate to pass on rumors, but I'm going to in the hopes that I'll get the truth if I tell you what I've heard. What I've heard is that allegedly, and I do not know this to be true, that after Thanksgiving, the contact tracers are going to be doing their thing. And if they can determine that a homeowner had more than 10 people over for Thanksgiving or at any other time, the homeowner could then be fined. Frankly, I'd like to see them try to make that case in court, but this is what I've heard. It's a rumor. I do not know if it is true, but my email, tom@wben.com. Let's go to, we're talking about COVID today, guys, talking about COVID, because we just carried the news conference from the county executive and the health commissioner. And if you heard the news conference, first of all, you can go back and listen to it online. It started, I think, about 2:30 in the afternoon. And basically, to sum it up, hey, our COVID numbers are going through the roof in Erie County, and everybody's got to really be smart and don't travel and don't have, you know, you might want to think twice about having your kids in from out of state. Did I mention don't travel? And they're alarmed at the increase in COVID numbers, COVID cases. And there have been some deaths. And I told you there would be some deaths because I told you months ago, COVID isn't going anywhere, at least not until this vaccine is mass produced and distributed and if people take it. And whether or not I take it, somebody wanted to know. And I will make that decision after consulting with my GP. You know, if he says I need to take it and it'd be a good idea and he's taking it too, then I'll do it. And if I grow a third eye, I grow a third eye. So be it. It wouldn't be able to see very well either. Here's Jack in Cheektowaga. Jack, you're on WBEN.
Afternoon, Tom.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I was just calling and you know, over the whole COVID restrictions and everything else. I just got a couple little statements. One, novel idea. Private social clubs are allowed to accept people in. They could smoke in their bars. They could do as they want. All these private restaurants, why don't you just offer a membership fee and therefore you're alleviated of COVID restrictions because you're now a private organization and you're not just dealing it that way.
Actually, Jack, that is not true because I will tell you that there's a social club on East Street in Buffalo, private social club, and it was shut down very early for violating COVID restrictions. So being a private social club does not mean that you are not subject to the same restrictions as a bar or restaurant.
All right. Well, that's fine.
And I know that because my brother, when he was alive, was a proud member of the social club, and he died right above it.
Well, then I'm not going to give the name of the social club that I know because I'm not going to say, you know, get anybody in hot water. But I could tell you the social clubs I know, not one restriction is being followed, and I'm proud of them for doing so.
Well, until somebody blows them in.
That's why I'm not giving any names or where they're at.
Yeah, bingo. But again, the place on East Street in Buffalo, private social club, members only, and they still got busted.
Yeah, see that, you know, and that just tells you that that's a private member turned somebody in there. But on
No, I think it was somebody in the neighborhood. Heather knows her people well. Oops, sorry, did I say that? Yes. Heather's a sweetheart.
But now here's the other thing I was getting at with it is the restrictions when it comes to the, you know, amount of people at my, you know, private home for Thanksgiving.
Yavol.
Contract tracers, you know what, afterwards, I'll let them know. They want to look me up or whatever, they can go ahead. I'm going to have more than 40 people at my house at my gathering, and you can go ahead and try to come in. All right? You can go ahead. I'll even serve you Thanksgiving dinner if you want it. But you know what? I'm not shutting down what I do when it comes to these restrictions. I haven't followed them yet. And, okay, you know, people can label me the bad guy. I don't really care, but I don't wear a mask. I will go out in public all day long. I haven't washed my hands, and I'll eat a sandwich right after. And guess what? I have not gotten COVID, and I have not followed one restrictions. I've traveled to Florida. I've traveled to Texas. I've been all over the place during this virus.
Tell me you wash your hands after you drop a deuce.
Well, I mean, of course, on that one.
Thank you. Okay, just wanted to make sure. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. As George Carlin said, only when I get... No, I can't even say what he said, but George Carlin, pretty funny line on that. All right, it is 427 at News Radio 930 WBEN. What is your takeaway from the county executive's news conference? Are you going to be following the restrictions? And again, two lawyers, Paul Cambria and Steve Cohen, have both said on this radio station, if you're having a party on Thanksgiving and the Polizei or the Stasi knock on your door and they want to come in and count the number of people, you simply politely say, pardon me, do you have a search warrant? And if the answer is no, well, then would you be so kind as to leave? We've no need of your services. Have a nice Thanksgiving. You don't have to be a putz about it, but just so you know. We still have a Fourth Amendment in this country, the last I checked, although who knows at this point whether that's going to change. Now it is 4:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Will you basically be following the, we played Mark Poloncarz's and Overtime Burstein's press conference a little while ago. And my takeaway from it is they're prepping us for a total shutdown. That is the rumor in the restaurant community. Are you going to be obeying? In particular, what really has people galled, including me, and I cannot sit here and say, look, I believe in the Constitution, first and foremost. I believe in the United States. I believe in the United States the individual has rights. And you need to act as you feel you need to act. I cannot endorse or support anything that infringes on your, what I consider to be constitutional rights. All through this whole thing, I have been adamant about hand washing, wearing a mask when I'm supposed to, except once I forgot, but there was kind of a serious emergency I needed to get on right away. But I regard everybody with whom I come into contact as having COVID-19. The people that I hang out with, we have been hanging out together all through the COVID-19 situation. The numbers are going up. My takeaway from what the county executive said, and also from what I'm hearing from the local hospitality community, is we can count on a lockdown. That's what I think is going to happen. So that's the situation. I believe, I've said this before, and I'm not going to backtrack from it now, I believe that the cure for this whole thing, so-called cure, is worse than the illness itself. You hear about mental illness, you hear about suicides, you hear about drug overdoses, you hear about alcohol abuse. I mean, we're running a PSA right now in the station about alcohol abuse during COVID. And again, last I checked, I'm living in the United States of America. And I want to know if you are going to follow the rules. I have been following the rules all along. As far as 10 people in the house, that's a decision I think the government needs to stay out of, my personal opinion. I've got a real problem with that. And if you do have a situation where somebody knocks on your door, you have every right to not let them in and simply say, and Steve Cohen said this yesterday, Paul Cambria said it this morning on this radio station, search warrant. Search warrant. And I don't care if you've got 5 people or 9 people in your house. I won't let anybody in. Sorry. It's just that's how I've lived my life for 57 years, and I'm not going to go back on that now. Let's go to Joan on a cell phone. Joan, you're on WBEN.
Hi. Yes, my name's Joan. I'm a registered nurse, and I work in mental health. There's a doctor that has a podcast that all nurses know about and health professionals. He's a Stanford graduate. He is a hospitalist, has been for 30 years. He, on his podcast, he does tell the truth. And you were saying that doctors aren't, and he is, and he's really getting the word out. He interviews epidemiologists, infection control, and they're all saying the same thing that we're saying, that the cure is much worse than this virus. I believe it's real. I had it myself.
Of course it's real. I mean, this disease is not a hoax. The question then becomes, logically, how best to deal with the disease. And positive cases does not equal deaths. And statistically, we know who tends to die from COVID. We know who the extremely at-risk people are. There will be and always have been statistical outliers.
Yep. No, and I agree. And he says that the fatality infection rate is 0.2, which he says is not worth changing your entire life for. And they all agree, all of the doctors, these are peer-reviewed researches that have been done, and he's giving all the facts. The name is Z-Dog MD. And you can go online.
Yeah, I'd really rather not promote somebody else's radio show, to be honest with you.
Sorry. Oh, no, it's a podcast. So,
yeah, it's still, I have no idea who this guy is, and I'd rather stay away from promoting other people's work.
I think you would find it very, very interesting.
Yeah, I've got my own doctors that I talk to about this stuff.
Yeah, well, I hope that they're being honest.
Oh, they're very honest. Unfortunately, they you get a different story from people, behind closed doors than you do in public.
Sure. I know. I'm a registered nurse.
So are you working in a hospital?
I am. I'm working in a psychiatric hospital.
Okay. Now tell me something. Have you noticed an increase in the number of admissions because of depression or substance abuse because of the COVID restrictions?
Yes. When I was working, I left another facility, and it was a short-term inpatient. And, yes, we were getting patients in with extreme anxiety, suicide ideation, anxiety, panic attacks, and people just reporting to us that they're just panicked about it. They're afraid to leave the house. And it's
I can't live my life that way.
No.
I'm sorry if that offends people. You know, too bad. I just can't live my life that way.
It's not worth it. Not for a 0.2% infection fatality rate.
That's no. And Joan, I have a question. You say you work in the field of mental health as a registered nurse. The depression, and Paul Linkar has talked about this today, the depression in patients who survived COVID-19. Question, is it neurological and measurable with an MRI or a CAT scan, or is it more akin to the depression that one might have after, say, open heart surgery or a heart attack?
Some of the patients are neurologic, but this is mostly, it's all neurologic. You know, there's the receptors and your dopamine and that type of thing is neurologic.
But, I mean, okay, let me rephrase the question. Are there structural changes in the brain, or is it an attitudinal change based on a brush with this virus?
No, actually, it's a trauma, and trauma changes the way that our brain receives things, and that is affecting people. Trauma actually has an actual physiologic change to different lobes of the brain, and it does affect that. But they're also feeding into this panic from the things that it's not helping it's just not helping their original diagnosis, which...
No.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Many of them are just, you know, I don't say just, but it's depression. And maybe they have anxiety. It's two sides of the same coin. They will have it, but it's just getting ramped up. And I tell everybody, don't listen to the news. Don't listen to it. Turn off.
Look, all you can do, I don't know how to say this any clearer. all you can do is wash your hands, wear a mask when you're supposed to wear a mask, even though I really doubt that that does much to prevent COVID, and basically treat everybody as if they have COVID.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody I meet, I treat them as if they have COVID, unless it's somebody I know and I know where they've been. Joan, I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Will you be obeying the new guidelines? And moreover, what is your takeaway from the Mark Poloncarz news conference? My takeaway is that we're driving in a car, you and I, and the light is green. And the light turned yellow about 2 days ago, and real soon it's going to turn red. And we're going to be back where we were in March. I'd love to hear from those of you who are in the local restaurant world, the local entertainment world. I know a lot of people who play in local bands, at gig work, and they were just starting to get kind of back on their feet. And then, you know, I talked to a guy, well, yesterday texted a guy who, you know, is already losing a lot of gigs over this. And, you know, some of these people, folks, that's their only source of income. Most of the people in the local bands have real jobs, but a few of them, music is their full-time thing. And if they have nowhere to play, they have nowhere to play. Let's go to Clint in Arkwright. Clint, what do you make of the county executive?
Well, thank you, Tom. I got to admit, I'm only hearing here and there from Poloncarz, and I don't like him. I don't care for what he's got to say, and I don't like what Cuomo's saying. I didn't hear the message today or anything, but I do have some information.
Okay, the message is the numbers are skyrocketing, and we have to behave ourselves, or we're going to be back into an orange or probably a red situation.
Well, I think that's all a bunch of crap, as far as I'm concerned, Tom. I think it's a scare tactic. People are out there wearing their masks. They try to, go to work. They do their shopping. I mean, all these big stores, you know, Walmart and all these Tops and Home Depot, you know, people are in there side by side. You bypass them. You're not bypassing them by 6 feet. That's okay. But these gyms and these other places, they can't open. You know, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, they're open now. As of tomorrow, they have to shut down at 10 p.m. But if we go into a red situation, we're going to be back where we were in March.
Right.
And you know what? We're going to go back where we were in March. And does somebody please want to tell me where COVID is going to go when we start to gradually reopen again? We're going to go through the same thing all over again. COVID is out there. And you have to, you know, everything you touch, think of it as having COVID. Everyone you meet, think of them as having COVID and cleanse yourself accordingly.
Exactly. And my wife and I and the kids and everything, we all wear our masks. We use the sanitizer as soon as we get out of the stores and that. But I called to go and give you some information. I won't mention the news station. I don't know if I'm supposed to or not.
Yeah, I don't want to turn this into, hey, tune out of this show and go somewhere else.
Oh, no. You don't want me to say that.
No, what's the point?
Okay, the point is the lady came on, and she's an ex-lieutenant governor, and she said that what Cuomo is putting across, that people cannot have more than 10 people in the house at Thanksgiving time or during the holidays, or they can't have this noise and that. She said he's overstepping his boundaries. She said it's not real. She said, and people have to understand, he's overstepping his boundaries.
Right. Are you talking about Betsy McCoy? Betsy McCoy?
Pardon me?
I believe you're talking about Betsy McCoy. Former Lieutenant Governor of New York State. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And that, look, the legal, I mean, we had it explained, I think, very well yesterday by Steve Cohen. The legal basis for Andrew Cuomo's edicts is very questionable, constitutionally questionable. You know, we don't check out of being Americans just because there's a pandemic. And there's certain things that need to be done legislatively that were not done. And the legislature can't just unilaterally give up its powers to legislate to Governor Cuomo. And, you know, again, I've had a big problem all along with the so-called science behind COVID and COVID prevention and mitigation. You know, unfortunately, like I said, to me, it's a virus. It's out there. It will be out there until such time as the vaccine takes hold, thanks to President Trump. And unfortunately, we're going to have to deal with it. And is there a problem, Phil, if I do what I was supposed to do a little later and then switch the other one around? Okay, thank you. Just like to make sure. Sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes my paper grows legs and it walks all over the place, and I have a very hard time cornering it. It's like being in a rodeo. Here's Mike in Cheektowaga. Mike, did you hear the county executive, and will you be following the guidelines?
Well, I'll answer your question right away. No, no, no. We got Thanksgiving planned, like always. We're probably going to exceed their limit, but of course not. It's beyond absurd. I'm not going to stick my mother in the closet with a mask on because Cuomo says so. I mean, it's, and the more people see this ridiculousness of it, you know, I'm listening to, I can only listen to a minute of our county executive. I don't even want to say his name anymore. And the other one, who neither one of them are qualified to comment on any virus. They don't have the background for it. She can qualify for salmonella. Maybe she can tell you about that, being with the health department and where to put a meat thermometer. But that's about it. And if you listen to the babbling, what is it? We've already done this. We've already locked down. We've already had the mask and the word hunker, which if I hear that word one more time, I'm going to throw up.
Well, we're in this together, you know.
Of course. But we all hunker together.
Yes.
They want to go back to the hunkering. I hope people finally. And then not to mention the fact that the county executive got caught with his mask off. And today he's telling you to hunker. If people don't finally see this and say, you know what? Screw you.
Okay. How about this one? You know, if you have a small football party at your house, that's okay. Well, I don't know what small is.
Well,
and now they're going back on that.
Right. Well, this is why people should see the absolute ridiculousness of this. If it was this bad, they would be in their bunker. They wouldn't be giving themselves raises. They would be hiding somewhere where you could be germ-free. It's obvious that this is nonsense now. Finally, I hope people that were on the fence about it are finally saying, you know what? That's it.
Okay, but how do you answer the idea that people are testing positive for COVID? Some of those people are dying.
Well, here's another thing. I don't believe it. They're not coming out with any statistics. Let people do your. Like, here's the thing. If people think of what I'm saying right now is ridiculous, go take a drive to Millard Fillmore. Go snoop around. See if the hospitals are overwhelmed. There's no proof of this. It's becoming a self-reinforcing delusion. They're saying anything because you don't have to prove the next step. And finally, I hope people are finally realizing the absurdity. Now that we're so close to a vaccine, they allegedly, who knows if it's going to, we're going to lock down. I don't know. You know, I wouldn't even want to give them that satisfaction of thinking that way. But if people don't finally stop it now, you know, there are few, we are many. One person is controlling, imagine this, a handful of people are manipulating this entire state. And we're following it.
And we voted him into office. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I mean, look, at least there are at least two local attorneys who are challenging the diktats of New York State. Paul Cambria, legal analyst here in WBEN, successfully sued. And Steve Cohen, with whom we spoke yesterday, is in the process of suing. Basically, his argument is the governor does not have the constitutional authority, and anything he says is an edict is really illegal, and it's illegal because the legislature cannot constitutionally give its powers over to a monarch. That's the word Steve Cohen used, a monarch. So, I mean, in addition to public health issues, there are some real serious legal and civil liberties issues that need to be looked into. And I am not going to leave my 87-year-old mother alone on Thanksgiving Day. That is just not going to happen. And I've said this a million times. You know my mom. My mom is very, very chill. She's a wall. She's a stone. She's a rock. Nothing perturbs her. And as she says, hey, if I die of COVID, I die of COVID. You know, I mean, but that's, look, that's the way I was brought up. That's the way I was raised. And that's why when I had a certain situation 3 years ago and I was going in for a certain heavy duty surgery, I wasn't freaking out. I was just like, well, you know, this is all in God's hands. Maybe I'll see you later. Maybe I won't. Let's do it. And that was even before the drugs. So that was, you know, that's just the way I am. And I can't change my personality type.
It's Bowerly. Tom Bowerly. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome to the show. County Executive Mark Poloncar is on COVID-19. It's everywhere, folks. We're probably lucky we did not end up initially in the orange or red cluster zone. There are some zip codes that potentially could have been. We know the transmission is everywhere and the problems are everywhere. So we're in the yellow right now and can avoid the orange or red. That's what he said, the tone of the news conference, and you heard it in its entirety on WBEN starting about 2:30 or so today. The tone struck me, and look, I can only interpret tone. I mean, I'm not a mind reader. It struck me as getting us mentally and psychologically prepared to go into orange or probably even red. I can tell you that a number of people whose names you would know in the hospitality industry, the word on the street in that industry is they're expecting a shutdown. They're expecting a shutdown soon. And I wish I could give you better news, but that's what they're expecting. Now, as far as the lawyers are concerned, you heard Steve Cohen yesterday. You can go back and listen to it if you'd like to in the WBEN audio archives. He is challenging the constitutionality of the special powers Andrew Cuomo is using. And he says, be scared, be very afraid that we have a monarch, a dictator in New York State. And the deal is the state legislature constitutionally cannot give up its power to legislate. And even some of our local big Republicans voted to give the power to Andrew Cuomo. But what do they care? They've got pensions coming in at the wazoo. But they, in any event, they voted to give Cuomo the power. But they can't do that, according to Steve Cohen. So he is fighting the governor on a number of fronts. And look, I, you know, forgive me, but what you do in your own home, and this is a longtime libertarian view of mine. I'm a conservatarian. All right, I'm not a Republican. I'm a conservatarian. And how many times in different circumstances have I said what you do in your home is your business? It's almost part of the American vernacular. What people do in their own home is their business. And, you know, I'm sorry. I personally, you decide for yourself what you want to do. But I cannot say that I will not have more than 10 people in my home when I want to have more than 10 people in my home. It's none of government's business. That is a long-held belief. I can't just change it on the fly. I can't just change it because of a virus. And I'm sorry, but we've done the shutdown thing already. How did that work out for you? How did it work out for Crazy Jake's? How did it work out for Brownies? They went through the shutdown. They did everything they were supposed to do with the masks and the social distancing and the this and the that. And they still end up saying, sorry, folks, we can't make a go of it. And I have a horrible feeling that many of your favorite restaurants in Western New York, if we do head into another shutdown, they're going to go down the crapper. And it's not just restaurants. It's mom and pop places. You know, we go into another shutdown. My biggest fear is this. We're only going to have Costco, Amazon, Walmart, and what's the other one? BJ's. That's what we're going to be left with. The big, big box stores, because the small people just aren't going to be able to make a go of it. They don't have the resources to sit there twiddling their thumbs and sitting on their asses for 2 months or however long the next shutdown is going to be. And then they're going to reopen things. And guess what? The virus is still going to be out there. So I want to know what you took away from the county executive's plea. And, you know, again, I'm not a doctor. My great-grandfather was. I'm not. And I would have been awesome in trauma. I have to tell you, I would have been great in trauma, but that's another story. But the long and the short of it is, I wouldn't have known the chemicals, but, you know, as far as the blood and gut stuff, no problem. So anyway, long and the short of it is, folks, my common sense tells me that you must wash your hands regularly. My common sense tells me that, you know what, I really don't think masks work, but if you feel better, if I'm wearing a mask when I'm walking to my table, whatever. I'll wear a mask when I walk to my table so I don't get the restaurant owner in hot water, okay? Except there's one I wouldn't mind, but that's another story that's personal. So let's see what else. And one of the things that I've done since COVID started, and I haven't stopped doing it, I treat everything I touch as if it is filled with COVID. I treat everyone I meet as if they have COVID. Now, here's the exception. My closest friends that I have been hanging out with since this whole thing started, I will gladly sit at a table with them without a mask. We sit around a bonfire. We are socially distanced. We were socially distanced at the Guy Fawkes bonfire. Was it last week? Remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Yeah, every year we do a Guy Fawkes party. And I got to do it this year with people from Wales and Liverpool. It was really awesome. Felt like I traveled to the UK. But anyway, what are you going to do? And do you agree with me? I personally think they're prepping us for a red shutdown. It's kind of like when you break bad news to somebody. You know, when you do a death notification, if you're a police officer, and they train you in this, you don't just say, hey, your husband got killed. You say, I'm afraid I have some bad news for you. Is there a place you can sit down so we can talk? There's been an accident. It was a bad accident. Unfortunately, your husband didn't make it. You know, it's you do it incrementally so you don't just floor somebody with a punch to the solar plexus. Unlike my sister, who, when my brother died, calls me, I answer the phone. Billy died. It's like, wow, thanks for the heads up. But you have to understand, I mean, in my family, we're very blunt, and that's just the way it is. It is, I'm sorry, I know we're talking about my dead brother, but it was, in retrospect, it was pretty funny. All right, it is, he would have laughed. All right, look, he would have laughed, if that makes you feel any better. Getting back to something else that has been a mantra of mine, your mental health to me is very, very important. And ever since March, have you not felt under intense pressure? Have you not felt like life was effed up? Because I sure as hell have. I mean, I can't even tell you how screwed up I feel the world is right now in so many ways. Now, I happen to be, enough about me. What do you think about me? My personality type is such that I take things with big grains of salt, especially when my common sense is telling me what I need to do. And again, pardon the repetition, but treat everybody and everything you touch like it has COVID. Wash your hands accordingly. That's what I've been doing. That's what everybody I know has been doing. And in our group, we've had some people come down with COVID, totally asymptomatic. I was never around them when they had COVID because they did the smart thing. They stayed home. And that's one thing I think Mark Poloncarz, I do want to give him props on one thing. If you are feeling crappy, my God, don't go to work. And around here at the radio station, that has been policy from the time I started here. Wenger does not want anybody coming in sick because every year, even though he doesn't want it, every year, inevitably, somebody comes in with a cold, the next person gets it, it just goes through the whole radio station. You can tell because it'll be, hey, it's Joe Beamer sitting in for so-and-so. Hey, it's Joe Beamer sitting in for Bowerly. You know, you can tell which one of us is down with whatever somebody brings in. So don't go to work if you are sick. I mean, that is, that's kind of common sense, and more so with COVID-19. Now, the county controller has written a letter to the Department of Personnel for Erie County, and it says, through our whistleblower process, we have received concerns regarding a positive COVID-19 test by a Parks Department employee. This was later confirmed in an email from Parks Commissioner Troy Schintzel to a few employees where he stated, our colleague is resting at home and we send our best wishes for a speedy recovery. The caller also stated that this Parks employee recently bragged about being at a large Halloween party where social distancing and other COVID-19 safety measures were not practiced. While the bravado at first annoyed some coworkers, the annoyance soon turned to concern when the coworker tested positive for COVID-19. And the county controller has some questions that he's put forth to the Department of Personnel, which you can read on the Bowerly Facebook page. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Will you be following, what was your takeaway from the county executive's news conference? And what are you going to do for Thanksgiving? Are you going to change anything about the way you live? I mean, personally, I think I've been doing everything the right way. Here is AJ in Wheatfield. AJ, hello.
Hey, Tom. How you been? Hey, Tetzlaff.
AJ Tetzlaff, great musician. What's going on, bro?
I just called to say you were asking before the break about have you lost work? And I lost a ton of it.
I know.
So a lot of people don't know that getting a gig, as folks call it, is a tough task. You've got to promote yourself. You've got to reach out to these places. You get told no by about 30 places. One of them gives you a shot, and then a year later, they call you back and ask you to come back there again. So it's not easy to get these shows. And before COVID, I was playing about 5 to 10 times a week, and during the summertime, it was really difficult to get about, you know, one show a week, maybe like 2 shows a week or something like that.
Yep.
Now I'm, as a musician, I was finally back up to about 3. Every place that I was playing was following all the guidelines. You know, all the people were distancing.
Oh, we saw you at Crazy Jake's.
That's right. And it was, everything was going smoothly. I had no issues. I never personally got sick. Nobody that ever came to my show ever said, hey, I think I got sick at your place. Everybody was fine. And now that these, the new lockdown threats, we'll call them, came out, my calendar was wiped clean.
You know, I'm so glad you mentioned that. AJ, hold on. I got to do traffic, but I want to continue on that because, again, I mean, the hospitality community's rumor mill, and keep in mind the hospitality community is known for rumor mills, all right, but they're expecting a shutdown. They're not expecting orange. They're expecting red. I can only tell you what they're expecting. Don't take it as gospel. I'm just telling you what they are expecting. And we were supposed to have Friendsgiving on Sunday, and it has been canceled, although we're trying to convince the hostess that it can be done. Let's go back to local musician and a friend of mine, AJ Tetzlaff. AJ, you know, we were talking, and it seems to a lot of us that the only way we can get guys like you and Bender and Brian Beaudre and everybody else work is to hire you for our own small private house parties.
I've had a very successful summer and year for the house parties, and they've all been really good.
Well, I mean, the G-string you wear helps. All right, you do not wear a G-string, but you play G-strings. So do you, AJ, believe that we are, in fact, heading for another lockdown based on the fact that you said your calendar just got cleared out?
Sure. You know, every time they give us any new update that spooks the places that hire you, they do spook, and they shut everything down. And they it's, you know, as a musician that understands the business end of it from their side, we're all understanding, we're all accommodating, and, you know, we all say, okay, that's fine. You know, we accept the cancellation, but it's, we spend all that time filling up our books and then they're canceled and then they don't give them back to you. You spend all this time refilling the book and then they cancel every time there's an update.
Yep.
And this is this last update, the, hey, we're going to get shut down. All my, I had a good 25 shows in the near, couple months, all canceled again.
How many shows got canceled today after the county executive spoke?
Yeah, I got one show left and it's tonight. That's all I got.
Where are you playing tonight?
The Dome. The
in Tonawanda.
Stadium.
The Paddock Golf Dome.
That's no, the Dome Stadium.
Oh, the Dome Stadium. I'm glad we cleared that up. The Dome Stadium.
Please.
Yeah. Well, AJ, I wish you the very best. And someday I'd like to do a whole hour with you just talking about your ownership of the amp through which Jimmy Page played the Stairway to Heaven solo.
Oh, man, I don't know how you found out about that.
Yeah, I have no idea. Thanks, AJ. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Take care. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. That's a true story, by the way. I can't get into details, and I think it's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now, but AJ actually owned that amp. It is and that's not an exaggeration. He really did. It's 525 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Look, I want you to be healthy, but I also want you to be happy. And I'll tell you, a big part of my happiness in life is being around my family and then being around my second family. You know, I kind of feel sometimes like Michael Corleone because, you know, I've got my DNA family and I love being around them. And I've got my extended family of friends. And I'm really blessed because those of us who are in the group, if you will, there are about 150 of us who are extremely close. I know that sounds absurd, but that is the honest to God truth. And every time we go out, we run into parts of the group and then different parts of the group. And frankly, if you want to talk about mental health, if you want to talk about mind, body, and spirit, my opinion, you need to have a social life. You need to see your friends. I spoke with a physician last week, and he agreed 100%. You know, he said, yeah, you know, it looks like you put on some weight. I said, yeah, I have, because every time we go out, we have to order food with drinks. And frankly, I told him, I said, my mental health in seeing my friends and feeling like, you know, I'm kind of living a normal life is more important than a couple of pounds I put on. I need to see my friends. And he said, amen, brother.
We are advising the public to limit holiday gatherings, starting with at least Thanksgiving, to only your household. Limit your gatherings for Thanksgiving to your immediate family. Do not travel. Don't invite visitors from outside the area, for that matter, truthfully, outside your home. You put them at risk, they put you at risk.
It is 538 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Your take on what the county executive is saying. COVID numbers are up, which, by the way, is exactly what I told you would happen. Obviously, the more people get out, the more people start to resume their life. The virus wasn't going anywhere, which is why I stopped favoring the lockdown about, oh, I don't know, a month and a half after this whole thing started. At first, I thought it made sense. And then the more I thought about it, I just kept getting back to the idea this virus ain't going anywhere. Now, fortunately, because of President Trump, there is going to be, for the first time ever, a coronavirus vaccine, which will be ready, hopefully, at the end of December or the beginning of January for those of you who are high risk who would like to take it. People want to know, will I take it because I'm high risk? I'm going to talk to my doctor, who is also high risk, and if he says yes, then I'll go ahead and take it. 90% effective. It's not 100% effective, but I don't know. I like those odds. But then again, you know, I'm sorry, you'll forgive me for being fatalistic, but I'm one of those people who believes that if you are destined to die from something, you will die from something. and these things are in God's hands, and you can spend a lifetime worrying about how you're going to check out, and you don't really live your life. And I don't mean to be flippant about it, but it's just the way I choose to live my life. I can't live it in fear. I can't live it, you know, shut up in a house looking out the window at the world going by. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is life. You get one shot at it, and I ain't going to spend my life devoid of the company of the people who make it matter for me. And if that's irresponsible, so be it. I regard everybody as having COVID, everything I touch as being filled with COVID. I wash my hands accordingly. And that's all I can do. All we can do is our duty. And after that, it's in God's hands. Or it's in fate's hands or nature's hands, whatever you want to say. But let's get back to the calls on WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Patrick in Lindenville. Patrick.
Yes. So I own a tattoo shop in Medina, New York. And I am not going to obey the lockdown. I'm a one-man show in this tattoo shop. I'm the owner and operator. We can't survive another shutdown. And the problem is, it's not our mouth. It's our hands. And you can't wash your hands everywhere you go. And if half the people out there, actually the majority of the people out there, don't know how to wash their hands properly to begin with. Because if you take, for instance, you go into a public bathroom to wash your hands.
I know what you're going to say.
And then you go and you wash your hands and then you turn off the faucet.
Exactly.
You just ruin the whole process.
Uh-huh.
You go in and you use one of those hand blowers and it's blowing bacteria all over your hands. So just about maybe a month ago, every single person that comes into my tattoo shop have AIDS or hepatitis C. So you can tell me or not tell me, but just about a month ago, I did tattoo someone with hep C, and I didn't spread it to the world. The precautions that we take in a tattoo shop are like no other. It's not even like a hospital. The stuff that we use to clean our shops,
right.
If you don't wear gloves, you'll get cancer. It's that potent. And I heard something the other day that kind of changed my mind about this. And it was Glenn Beck. And he said, don't underestimate a man or a movement who will destroy a country to govern its ashes. And that's exactly what's happening right now. Andrew Cuomo, King Cuomo, is overreaching. And he is not stopping the spread. He is not slowing the spread. He is prolonging the inevitable.
Bingo.
And we need to get over it, because if you're going to get it, you're going to get it. Would you rather have dangerous freedom or peaceful slavery? And in my opinion, I like my freedom. I love my freedom. And I also love my Constitution, too. And I think that our Constitution is going to be ripped up soon. And it's not going to mean anything anymore. And wow. That's sad.
Wow. You know what? I got to tell you, Patrick, you are my favorite call all day, because I can hear the passion and the sincerity in your voice. And, you know, when you called in and you said, well, I own a tattoo shop, I'm thinking, well, this is going to be interesting. And I was sitting here and I was just marveling at your passion and the way you articulate the importance of our freedom. And I am so glad that you have called in, man. That was so well done. Are you going to call again?
Oh, yeah. This is my first time calling. I got into politics about a year and a half ago when my first son was born because I actually care about the future country, you know, and not too many people do, or they just sit back and they'll watch it all unfold without doing anything. And honestly, this isn't helping. Like, you may be stopping the spread, supposedly, but you're killing our economy. You're killing small businesses. Like,
and as you said, you are prolonging the agony.
Yep.
Which is, I'm sorry, I said this from like the first couple of weeks of this on. Flattening the curve means you are extending the duration. And people didn't understand that. Maybe they're understanding it now. I'm sure you understood it. Patrick, thank you. Call of the day, as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.
Thanks, Patrick. I'll talk to you soon. Wow. The passion of Patrick. He gets it. I'm sorry if that offends you and bothers you, but I happen to also enjoy our freedoms, and I also happen to believe in our Bill of Rights. And unfortunately, folks, freedom is only a generation away at any given point from being totally evaporated in our country or any country where it has existed. I've used examples before from history. No need to go there now. Let's go to Sal in Pennsylvania. Sal, hello.
Hello. I was just letting you know, I called in a couple times in the last week. I'm 21 years old, but my points to touch on today is basically the hypocrisy, not only with Cuomo, but everything going on in the United States right now. I wrote down a couple points here today to talk about. First of all, you have Biden advisors that are proposing a nationwide lockdown. Another advisor that said he would give a vaccine to other countries before us. I've also written down that no one's talking about the elections right now. Trump's starting to win some of these court cases, and now coronavirus becomes a top focus. Cuomo even said himself that he would block a Trump vaccine. So how could you shut down a state when you're going to block a vaccine from ever reaching the state? We also...
Well, Sal, just keep something in mind. I don't know what talk show hosts around the country are doing. I do a show in Erie County, New York, for the seven counties of Western New York. And what Mark Poloncarz has to say and Andrew Cuomo has to say is important to my listeners. But I'm quite sure that people in Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, I'm quite sure that they're focused more on the election than are we.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, though, I'm from Buffalo, New York. Even with Poloncarz during the summer, he's out there when you had people protesting the shelter-in-place orders. He's tweeting out on Twitter saying they should be in their house, they should be doing this. You're putting everybody in jeopardy. And then when a protest breaks out in downtown Buffalo 2 weeks later, he has nothing to say about that.
No, you're right. The hypocrisy is absolutely – it'll turn your mind into a pretzel if you let it.
Yeah. And I think that I think New York, Erie County needs to start sticking up back to their governor. You had in Pennsylvania, you had people stick up against Governor Wolf, and they ruled in the last month that all his stay-at-home orders and all his business closures were all unconstitutional. I'm all for stopping the virus. I understand there's a virus out there, but you have to go about it the right way.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but I don't know that you can actually stop a virus. It's a virus, and until there is a truly effective vaccine widely distributed or a treatment protocol that is 99.999% effective, the virus is going to be out there.
Do you think it's right, though, that Cuomo would block a vaccine?
No, of course I don't. I think Andrew Cuomo was off his rocker.
I agree 100%.
I thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Wasn't he married to Carrie Kennedy once? Whatever happened to that? I don't follow People magazine. All right, let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Your reaction to the county executive's news conference, along with the queen of overtime, Dr. Gail Burstein. Here is Larry in East Concord. Larry, hello.
Well, hello, Tom. How are you, buddy?
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you first and foremost for giving me a voice, because I've been very, very upset about what's going on in this country, and it's hard to live with every day, and I really appreciate the fact that you're taking these calls, so thank you.
Well, God gave you your voice. I'm just doing a radio show.
Yep, well, that did it. So anyways, I wanted to just kind of go over something, and that is that we have never really followed the flu this closely before in this country, and each flu season that has come and gone, we could have easily been all walking around, or most of us, or a good portion of us, with the flu virus, and we were asymptomatic. It's not about the number of cases. We're just now testing more. So, you know, if Dr. Cuomo wants to lock us down, that's all he's got to do is test more. That's it.
Well, actually, they're doing something even more devilish, I believe. They are now limiting the population being tested to those who are in a much higher risk of having COVID, people who've been exposed to people with COVID and people who are quarantining. That is going to drive the number of positive tests up.
Absolutely. And it's not about positive tests. It's about, number one, the high risk people being the most vulnerable to really watch themselves. And number two, of course, we all know what it takes to develop a healthy immune system, and it's not wearing a mask, that's for sure. But, and I have to remind you, too, that the first time I ever called in, I told you in Bellavia that I voted for Obama twice. And all of a sudden, after the second time that I voted, I woke up, and I'm like, oh, my God. So I burnt his T-shirt while I was camping, absolved myself of him, and forever have been on this path of seeking knowledge, going down the rabbit hole. There's a lot of great stuff to look at. We're part of a 34-year plan here, Guy.
No, don't think I don't know it. Don't think I don't know it. And I'm glad you called. I'm glad I'm glad you found your voice. And you know, people make mistakes. I've made my fair share of mistakes, and we all change over time. Yep. You know, we have personal evolutions in thought, and you know, people who don't change anything.
Yeah, and I have to tell you too that we just watched a video last night, and it's called Kirsten W, C-I-R-S-T-E-N-W, and Larry Bishop. And they talked for 2 hours. And these two people are so knowledgeable about what has happened through history, when the Q group started, which was in the 1800s, who were Q presidents. They talk about the first and second constitution. There's just, they blew my mind last night. So if you get a chance, watch that video. It's amazing.
Well, Larry, I will try. I will recommend to you and everybody listening a video I recommended yesterday. It's an old movie, but it's so, well, when I say old, I mean it wasn't a new release or anything. But if you watch V for Vendetta, and just take a look at what happens in V for Vendetta and see if you can't see parallels applicable to our current situation. It is, and you know what? Every day that goes by, that movie is more and more relevant to me. It's really quite prescient. It is 5:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly with you. And, of course, we're with you every day starting at 3 for a good old afternoon drive right here on WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.